And when you first start a Craigslist account, you are going to be asked to enter some specific information. So they're going to want your company information. So when you're creating your Craigslist account, or your Career Builder account, or your Monster account, whatever account you're creating, these questions are usually there, and this is how to answer them. So number one, what's the company name? Use your own company name, right? Mark Smith might call his company Smith Organics. It does not need to be, registered or professional or anything like that. It just needs to be unique, right? Executive hiring firm, Sally Beauty and Makeup. It can literally be any company name you choose, but it does have to be unique. Number two, company website. I recommend indicating that you do not have a website initially. If that's accepted, great. If they require a website, I recommend, using esanteorganics.com /your URL. But do not post that website in your ad ever. You will lose leads. So if you have the option to say no website, that is the best choice. And if you're forced to put in a website, you can put in esanteorganics.com. Number three, about. They're going to want to know the year established. You can say 2009. They're going to want to know the number of employees you have. You can say 22. They're going to want to know the CEO. You can say Michael Winiger or President Dr. J.J. Levine. They're going to want to know where corporate headquarters are. You can say Phoenix, Arizona. If they ask about global operations, you can say yes, operating in 40 countries. Inside of the contact number box for Craigslist to reach you, never, ever, ever put any other phone number there except for your mobile phone number. If Craigslist is going to outreach to you and call you, it must be your mobile phone number, nothing else. And then the contact number that ad applicants see, that's going to be your 800 number. But again, never enter it into the body of an ad. Only enter it into the contact phone number box and only enter it after your ad has been approved by Craigslist, never beforehand. Where do you place your 1-800 number? When you're posting your ad, place your 1-800 number in the contact phone number box, but only after Craigslist approves your ad. Do not place your 800 number in the body of any ad you post on Craigslist or any other classified ad company. After your ad is approved, make sure everyone who reads your ad is forced to look at the contact number box field and call your 800 number listed there that you keyed into that section. Craigslist software does not permit 800 numbers inside any ads, and if their software detects an 800 number in an ad, it will not be posted. Where to place your email. Also make sure everyone who reads your ad can email you. Craigslist offers the email relay for free. In other words, you enter your email address and then Craigslist will show a different anonymous email to ad readers, and it'll direct those emails into your real email address. So it's just kind of like a way to hide your real email address from the public. If you receive an email, please send the applicant an email that says this: thank you for responding to our classified ad. Please leave your occupational background at the tone for an interview. 1-800, blah, 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 blah. This way, every applicant is hearing the mandatory 1-800 corporate voice message, and they'll be housed inside your personal 800 system. So again, you want each caller hearing your 800 number, whether you post it after your ad is approved, inside the contact number box, inside the body of the ad, but not, I'm sorry, not inside the body of the ad. So email them your 1-800 number and let them hear that message. Let them leave you a message or let them hang up and then outreach to them because that's the first thing they need to hear.